welcome into Jags at the Round Table. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Let's get right to it. OTA start on Tuesday. So what's the real focus more on? Is it offense or defense now?
I think it's offense, and I think it's the quarterback, because I think the quarterback around here, Blake Bortles, is the story until he's not the story. And we want to see his fundamentals. We want to see him working with the receivers. We want to see him working with the new tight ends. So at the risk of being too quarterback-centric, I don't think you can be. Right. I don't think you can be on this team right now. The focus is Blake, and then everything else is secondary.
Well, and as a secondary measure to that, the offensive line. You know, Doug Marrone comes in as a very high-profile assistant coach. You've gone out and signed an expensive right tackle, a center that you expect to come in and compete, a guy who's a four-year starter. You drafted A.J. Can now after spending a lot of money on Beatles. Clearly, the offensive line has got to be better than it was a year ago in both facets. Really, they didn't do anything very well. And so, you know, we'll be interested to see what kind of cohesion. You know,
That's 1A in training camp when they put the pads on.
Okay. I walk the stadium a lot during slow part of the season here, and I saw those guys in February and March, the offensive linemen out working together. It was before Parnell got here, obviously. But there was a concerted effort on their part to get it going.
You guys focus on offense, so let's talk about some defense now. The Leo position under the microscope, of course, Dante Fowler Jr. is done for the year, so it's up to a few guys to kind of take over, but Chris Clemons should be number one there, right?
Well, and what can you really count on from him at this point? He's going to be 34 years old. He's a guy who isn't here right now. Can you get 8 sacks and a couple of forced fumbles from him? You're going to have to, because from the other guy, Branch, you haven't been able to count on much yet. So you're really putting a lot in Clemons' basket with the injury to Fowler.
Well, I'm not concerned about the OTA thing. I mean, yeah, it'd be great if he was here, but he's a veteran. He wasn't here last year. He's a veteran, and they know what he's going to do. Realistically, he wasn't going to do that much during OTAs because you want to save a guy at that age anyway. He got 8 sacks last year. I agree with you, though, Brian. At 34, maybe not reasonable to think he gets 8 this year, maybe 6, and get more from Andre Branch.
And so the question becomes, can Branch give it to you? What can you get with Ryan Davis? Can Chris Smith step up? But it all comes back to you've got to get something positive from Clemons.
The owners in San Francisco this past week made a rule change. Point afters will be from the 15-yard line, so a 33-yard extra point. How much will this change the game?
Well, hopefully it'll make it more difficult for Josh Scobie, because that's always a positive. If his life is more miserable, then I'm happy.
I don't think his life is miserable, by the way.
No, never with a kicker. Yeah. But I don't think it matters that much. And as I wrote in the Ozone a couple of days ago, how much more exciting does this really make the game? You know, it is a 33-yard field goal that much more enthralling than a 20-yard field goal? I guess on this rule, I just feel like whatever.
I think the percentages are pretty close. It doesn't do a lot for me. I would have liked to see something more dramatic if you're really going to make any changes to the game. I think it's the most significant scoring change I read since 1912. You know, one interesting thought, though, will be late in the season, you're kicking a 33-yard extra point in Buffalo, perhaps, mm-hmm. to advance to the playoffs, and you've got a team playing in a dome or in Miami that's kicking a 33-yarder. I mean, there will be some conversation about that because it's not necessarily the level playing field.
At some point, I kind of see them doing something to try to promote more two-point conversions even more, but that's going to be a much tougher get because it's going to mean more active plays.
Well, and I think this was just a first step. I think we're going to see whether it's the narrowing of the goalposts or, as you indicate, moving the ball forward for a two-point try. You've got to set up a strategic sort of thought with what this changes, and I think that's something we may see next year.
Boy, we're going down the special team today. Isn't that awesome?
It's May.
That's right.
We haven't even seen an OTA yet. Hey, we have got to say congratulations, by the way, to Dave DeCandis, who is normally here busting on all of us. But he and his wife celebrated the birth of their daughter, Olivia, today. And so congratulations to the whole DeCandis family.
That's a good way to finish.
Absolutely.
Well done. And we'll talk to you next week on Jags of the Roundtable.